From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us from the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament in Stamford, Connecticut, is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Having a good time yet?
Oh, it's a blast, as always.
So you said Ken Jennings was going to be there, the Jeopardy champion. He's already done his thing, right?
Yes, he did. Friday night, he conducted a quiz bowl with questions that he wrote. There were teams of four who answered trivia questions on paper to earn the right to compete on stage. And he emceed the event on stage. You know, he's very funny, down-to-earth, very quick-witted, a real nice guy.
How would you rate the quality of his trivia questions?
He's very good. He knows his trivia.
Yeah, and you're someone who knows trivia, too. So I bet you two, did you two go out and, like, into a back room somewhere and, you know, do a puzzle off, you know?
Well, I'm just having a great time. And Wayne Gould, the man who started the international craze for Sudoku, he's here as well. And another down-to-earth, nice, and very smart guy.
Oh, what fun. How many people showed up?
We have 500 contestants, which is a record, and there are several hundred more guests and officials.
What fun. Wish I was there, but I'm not. I'm on the radio. And remind us of the challenge that you gave everyone on the radio last week.
Yes, I said, think of a familiar three-word phrase in the form, in the blank. And the word that goes in the blank starts with the letter S, as in Sam. I said, move the S to the end, and you'll get another familiar phrase in the form, in the blank. What words are these?
What are they?
It's in the swing and in the wing.
Oh, neat. We had over 1,000 entries from people who tried to solve this puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Pamela Kilty from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do in Bowling Green?
I work part-time as a speech-language pathologist.
Ah, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Probably about 10 years. I remember the postcards.
Oh, really? Yeah, that was a long time ago. And this is the first time, your entry finally got picked.
Finally.
All right. Well, sounds like you're ready to play.
I hope so.
All right. Will, meet Pam. Pam, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Pam, I made this week's puzzle for a contestant here at the tournament, Mimi Raphael. She actually won the tournament in 1979 and has been back every year since. 2 weeks ago, she turned 80. She had an 80th birthday party, and I made this for the occasion. Every answer is a standard two-word phrase or name in which each word begins with the letters M-I.
M-I.
And number one, words recited in Snow White before on the wall.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
That's it, mirror, mirror. Excellent. Number two, a beauty pageant winner from Jackson or Biloxi.
Mississippi.
Miss Mississippi, good. Orchestra leader famous for his sing-alongs.
Mitch Miller?
Mitch Miller, good. Something soldiers go out on.
Military maneuvers?
The military is right, and it's a seven-letter word.
Oh.
Oh, you're so close.
Mm.
Military.
You could also apply it to other pursuits as well. When someone's pursuing something very heavily, you can say they're on a...
Yeah.
Military mission?
Yeah.
Military mission, good. The gallant, for example. And I give you a hint, that's G-A-L-A-N-T. It's not the automaker's largest or smallest model. The answer is 7 letters in the first word, 12 in the second.
Is it Mitsubishi?
Mitsubishi, and what kind of Mitsubishi in 7 letters? Not the largest, and it's not the smallest.
Mid-size.
Mid-size Mitsubishi. Good.
Mid-size, oh, okay, cool.
Mid-size.
The first two M's of the 3M company.
Minnesota Mining.
Minnesota Mining.
Nice.
Excellent. How about a tiny accident? 5-6, a tiny accident.
A tiny accident.
A minor.
Minor is right.
A minor mishap.
Minor mishap, yes. Former part of the U.S. nuclear arsenal, named for a Revolutionary War figure. Looking for 9-7.
9-7. It's his name?
Not a person, not a famous
part of the arsenal.
Individual, but think of a Revolutionary War figure, like in Lexington. This person was supposed to be ready for action in
Minuteman.
Minuteman.
Man, I see.
And so part of the arsenal would be a Minuteman missile.
Missile. That's it. Minuteman missile. Excellent. An upscale business area in Los Angeles. 7-4.
Huh. Los Angeles.
Something mile?
That's it. What kind of mile?
Miracle mile.
Miracle mile. Good. amoral mess hall officer in Catch 22. 412.
And it's his name?
Yes.
I can't remember Catch 22. Oh,
it's been too long ago.
That's I may have to tell you.
Wait. No. Milo.
Milo, yes.
I don't remember his last name.
Last name, well, Milo Minderbinder.
Oh, Minderbinder.
Oh. Very good.
Long time since I read that book.
I'm impressed you remembered Milo. Try this. Husband role, played by Walter Pidgeon, opposite Greer Garson in a 1942 film. 6-7. And think about a husband role. That would be the six-letter part.
Mister.
And Greer Garson was Mrs. something, so he was...
Mr. and Mrs. Miniver.
Yes,
Mr. Miniver, good. 1970s, 80s junk bond trader who went to jail on finance-related charges.
Man, you got to know your stuff to play this puzzle, huh?
Those were busy years. I probably don't know.
Yeah, I
you know, Leanne?
I think you're going for Mike Milken, right?
Michael Milken is right. About four times the distance from the Earth to the Moon.
So something miles.
Million.
How many miles?
Something million.
Million miles, yes.
Million miles.
And your last one, skirt that's even shorter than short.
Micro mini.
Micro mini, no hint needed there. Nice job.
Hey, Pam. You all right?
I survived.
You not only survived, you thrived. You thrived. You did very, very well. I think together we made a really good team.
Well, I appreciate your help.
And I appreciate yours, believe me. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get that weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Pam, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a member of WKYU in Bowling Green.
Excellent. Pamela Kilty from Bowling Green, Kentucky. You are great. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right, Will. Now, I imagine you're just full of challenges for us next week.
Well, try this one. It comes from listener David Rudofsky of Sleepy Hollow, New York. Take the name of a geographical area in the New World, and that is in the Western Hemisphere. It's popular with tourists, has seven letters in its name. It contains an A somewhere in it. Change that A to an S, as in Sam. Rearrange the result to name a geographical area in the Old World, also popular with tourists. What places are these? So again, a geographical area in the New World, popular with tourists, seven letters, contains an A. Change that A to an S. Rearrange the result to name a geographical area in the Old World, also popular with tourists. What areas are these?
When you have the answer, remember there's a new way to send in your entry. We no longer accept email entries. What you do is you go to our website, npr.org, click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who this week joined us from the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. Will, have a lot of fun, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.